Bertrand is going to be very jealous he's not in the studio with us.
We found out earlier today that Jay Levine, the beloved television reporter here in Chicago for 42 plus years, has decided to step down. And when we heard this, we panicked, we screamed, we cried. We put ourselves in the fetal position in the corner of the room and we wouldn't leave.
I don't know. Jay, were you beloved for all 42 years?
Bill, you are the first person to ever use the word beloved.
Oh, come on.
There have been a lot of other words to describe me. Beloved has never been one of them.
And well, Steve Bertrand is up in the newsroom talking to you as well, because he's the one who broke the news to us today during his news.
Yep.
Jay, I don't know. Have you been beloved for 42 years? Were you beloved all 42 years?
I think I'm beloved by my wife, Marianne Childers, sometimes. Maybe by my daughter, Susan, sometimes. But I think that's the extent of it.
Well, many of us.
We love you because you brought us little cupcakes with your face on them.
Yes.
Yeah, you work 42 years in Chicago and you get cupcakes with your face on them.
That's an accomplishment.
It was a nice touch.
All right. First of all, don't do it. We don't want you to retire. Second of all, what would lead you to a decision like this?
Well, it's very simple and very complicated at the same time. My father, who is about to turn 100, taught me a lot of lessons in life and is still teaching me lessons in life today. And the one lesson that he taught me by example was 82 is too late to retire. He worked until he was 82
really?
And didn't have enough time to do the things in full health that he would want to do. Well, he's great today. He's 100%. He's fabulous. I mean, I was just working through a computer problem with him last night.
At 100?
Yeah. And but in thinking about that over this past year, I said, you know something? Give me some time to do some of the things that I want to do and not have to look at the world through
working
eyes. A camera lens
right.
as opposed to my own eyes.
Right.
And so it was a decision I came to. I went to Jeff Kiernan and Marty Wilkie,
the vice president
and president at Channel 2.
Yeah.
And they said, there was a look went over their faces. And I didn't know whether that look was disappointment or relief.
I'm sure it was the first.
And I said, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to step back. I don't want to come in every day.
Yeah.
I'd like to decide, and you help me decide, what are the stories that I could best be a part of?
Yeah.
That I could best contribute? And we'll pick those stories or events or interviews, and then I'll do them.
And you do them on your time?
Whatever is mutually agreed to.
That doesn't seem like the worst thing in the world.
Keeping
That's
your
pretty
feet
good.
Wet a little bit, that's a good idea.
You know something? You talk about beloved. I'll tell you what's beloved. Beloved are the viewers.
Yeah.
Because they bring you back so much love.
Sure.
Directed your way. Well, sure, there are ones that complain about what you do. I had some complaining emails today saying, well, you were never fair to such and such.
Oh, really?
Okay, fine. I respect that. You got to have your opinion just like I have my opinion, although I can't talk about it very much. on the air especially, although I have.
Yeah.
Leaving them.
Yeah.
That's the...
You're going to miss that.
Yeah, but you know, you're not going to miss that because Marianne Childers, my wife, has not been on television since 2008.
Yeah. We were talking about that earlier because I wondered how long it's been since we last saw her.
And her office is right across the street on the top floor, and she's become a media consultant and strategist and crisis manager. And she's really, really good at it. And we get in the taxi to go somewhere, and the taxi driver will say, Marianne Childers, I saw you on TV last night.
Oh.
As she says, the half-life is very, very long.
I know that you have reported globally. I know you've been to how many countries in your career?
I tried to count the other day, and I stopped at 29. It may be more, but I know for sure 29.
So you've been everywhere.
Operation Iraqi Freedom, were you the only Chicago journalist embedded with troops?
The only TV reporter embedded. I mean, there was somebody from the Tribune that was embedded as well. But it was the only TV reporter. And, I lived with the troops for 6 weeks, digging my own foxholes, sleeping in my own sleeping bag, eating my own MREs. And in fact, I lost 15 pounds during those 6 weeks. And I got back, and Marianne said to me, wow, you gain them back, you're going back.
Talk about being a reporter in this city. What's different about being a reporter than being a reporter anywhere else?
It's the fact that the people, the viewers, your listeners, respect what we do, understand what we do, understand that we're doing it for them, and we're asking the questions that they want to ask. In other cities, L.A. is all glitz, New York is all financial and economic. I mean, Chicago has no real celebrities, and so the reporters become the celebrities.
Yeah.
And so I can't tell you how well we all are treated. I mean, you know that.
Yeah.
You mention your name, and people have heard you on the radio, and they light up.
It is pretty nice. And you know, it becomes a habit for us. Like when you mentioned your wife, Marianne Childers, hasn't been on the air for a while. We brought that up earlier. It becomes a habit. I do feel like I watched her the other night. And with you not being on a day-to-day basis, I'm going to say, oh, did you see Jay Levine on TV last night? But you won't have been there. It's just all a great memory.
Yeah, it's a good memory.
Yeah.
It's a good memory. I've enjoyed it. And look, here's the test. Can you look at yourself in the mirror the next morning and say, I did a good job?
Yeah.
I was fair. Can you look at your report a year later and say, well, that stood the test of time?
Yeah.
It was not all hype or just a tease. You know, does it work? Does it still work?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I judge it.
We want to talk to you, Jay, about not just your career as a reporter, but about the Friday night show that Wendy and I were huge fans of for a while.
Oh my God.
I know we're going back
a couple of years.
But we want to talk about the Friday night show with you in just a little bit. You can stay for a little while.
Sure.
Jay Levine is here. He has announced that he is stepping down. Wendy and I are fighting this tooth and nail. We don't want this to happen. If you want to join in, 312-981-7200.
I want to let it happen now because you made sense of it. You want to enjoy the rest of your life. And you'll still be keeping your toes wet.
Yep. We'll find ways to work
you into things. I'm not talking him into it. He seems happy.
He seems very serene. All right. More with Jay Levine coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Jay Levine is here from Channel 2, CBS 2. He announced earlier today that he is stepping down. He will not be a reporter anymore on a regular basis for Channel 2. We've talked a little bit about that aspect of your career, but let's talk about that Friday night talk show that we loved so much for a while. Wasn't on long enough. How did that Friday night show come to be?
It came to be when Steve Edwards left Chicago from Channel 7 to go to L.A. to strike out for fame and fortune out there. And they were looking for somebody to fill in. And somebody said to me, well, and this was just a couple of years before Oprah was to come here. Well, I think you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I'll try. And so we tried it. And the variety of guests that we had, you know, they were household names. I mean, I get to interview Cheryl Teagues. Hello.
Yeah.
I mean, I get to interview all these stars and starlets and also book authors and things like that. You know, it was one of the first of the talk shows.
What was it called? Was it just Friday Night?
It was first called Friday Night. And then when they realized that I was going to stick around, it was Friday Night with Jay Levine.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you the episode that meant the most to me, and I watched it very close up, was with you and Farrah Fawcett. Remember that?
That's another name that I was going to mention.
Yeah.
She was lovely.
Cheryl Teagues, Farrah Fawcett,
Raquel Welch,
the Ramones.
Every babe I wanted to meet was there.
And Joey Ramone.
Come on.
Was this J-Date? This was the original J-Date, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, it was kind of a chaste form of date, but, you know, but whatever. It was a lot. It was fun, but... And, you know, we can talk more about it. But back then, in my career was coming to kind of a crossroads, and I had to make a decision. Did I want to be a serious news anchor or chief correspondent? Or did I want to spend my life talking about how cocaine improves your sex life?
Mm-hmm.
That might have been more lucrative. But I chose to go the news route, and I said, okay, I can't do this anymore. But man, was it fun.
But it's a testament to how good you are that the same guy could be very convincing talking to Cheryl Teagues about being a supermodel and then do all the reports you've done from all over the globe. Not everyone could do that.
Well, it's a test of how shallow I was, I guess.
Maybe.
And what was the competition like between you and Marianne Childers, your wife at home, both being news reporters and anchors?
Never really was any competition. I mean, Marianne was the best at what she did and is still the best female anchor ever in the city of Chicago.
She's good.
I absolutely
believe that, and it's not because I'm married to her.
Yeah.
So she had her sphere, and I had mine as a correspondent. Now, we anchored together for a couple of years on the morning at CBS 2, and that was kind of interesting, but that was...
Okay, we'll take that to mean kind of interesting.
Well, you know, there's the joke that goes around about an anchor team. All you need to do is give them one script and a knife. But in our case, I mean, because we were married and we loved each other and still do, we had each other's backs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was a fun thing, and we kind of worked things out and figure out the night before, okay, we want to do this, and we had to do interviews. There was nothing territorial about it because we were both invested. You know, it's kind of like you'd like to have it with Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler.
Right.
You'd like to have them feeding off each other as opposed to being in competition with each other. It'll make a better team.
Yeah.
And so we had a lot of fun doing it. That was good. And that was the only time we ever did the same thing.
Wendy made fun of me earlier, Jay, because there was a night many, many years ago in a restaurant called Lindo Mexico that my wife and I sat at a table next to the two of you, and all I could do is just stare at the two of you because you guys were really famous, and I didn't want to disrupt you, but all I did was just kind of gaze upon the two of you.
I loved Lindo Mexico.
You know the restaurant, sure.
They had the best queso fundido of anywhere.
Yes.
Do you go chorizo with it or not?
I like chorizo with it. Yeah, it's probably not traditional, but I do like chorizo with it.
That could have been my
end. I may have it tonight.
I could have come to your table and we could have talked chorizo. That would have been magnificent.
Why didn't you say hello?
All I could do was because I saw you guys on TV every night, and then you were at the next table, and all I could do was just stare at you guys.
You know,
and if you stopped talking, I'd switch the pretend channel to see what was on other channels.
People are nice. People,
of course.
People are nice. People are nice. And even the people come up to you in restaurants. That's fine.
To say hello. I mean, don't sit at their table with them.
The only problem ever.
Yeah.
Is when people are drunk and they say, watch me insult a celebrity.
Oh, no. You've had that?
So that's happened from time to time.
That's not good.
But not often.
That's terrible.
People are great. You should have said hello. I'm sorry you didn't.
If I had to go back in time, I would say hello. The news cycle, as you know, is now 24 hours. There are entire networks devoted to nothing but news. Is the news better now because of that, or is the news not as good because of that?
Well, I think in some places it's better. But in some of the marginal news carriers, whether it's the guy in his basement in his underwear writing a blog and just making up stuff as he goes along, that we all have to deal with because people read it and they don't know that it's a guy in his basement in his underwear. They think, okay, it's on the internet, so it's real.
Right.
You know, we're more competitive. We have to be more immediate because if something happens at 10 in the morning, by 10 at night, everybody knows about it. So what are you going to do?
And that's where Twitter really is helpful. I remember when Michael Jackson died, that's where I heard it first. There's so much immediacy. Did you use social media to help with some of the stories?
Yeah, well, you use it because you want to get your story out.
Yeah.
I mean, I use Twitter, and I'll tweet about stories that I'm going to do that night, as long as I don't give away proprietary information that I don't think anybody else has, unless it's too late for them to get it. You got to be careful about that.
Boy, you do. A lot to think about.
But what about this, Jay? People, we've had topics like there will be a shooting somewhere and we'll talk about it on the show. And then people say, well, you know who I blame is? I blame the media because if you guys would stop reporting on it, maybe this sort of thing would stop happening. That's not how it works, is it?
No, I don't think so. And the same people blame us for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That Donald Trump wouldn't be anything unless you were... Well, we got to cover Donald Trump because it's news.
Right.
I mean, the fact
is...
Well,
you ignore it?
Right, exactly. I mean, look, I've been in Chicago for 42 years, and I remember doing gang wars in Chicago and murder rates in Chicago even back then. I mean, I don't like the tally that you hear every morning or every weekend. Okay, in Chicago overnight, three people were shot. It's a scorecard. I don't like the scorecard. Yeah. You want to tell me about people. You want to tell me about tragic stories, but don't give me a scorecard. And that's done because it's the easy way of doing things because radio stations, newspapers, and television stations alike have cut staff.
Right.
And so you don't have time to do the real. Some people don't have time to do the real stories, so they just take the easy way out. And doing scorecards like that is the easy way out.
You do get that every Monday morning. How many deaths over the weekend? How many mayors have you been here through?
Eight.
Eight mayors.
Eight different mayors.
Not
I started with
John
Richard
Mayer,
J. Daly.
Who performed in town while you were
that would be nine.
Right. Yeah. So eight mayors.
Do you have a favorite that you want to talk about?
You know, Harold Washington always had a special place in my heart because I think he made history. I mean, I think the election of Harold Washington was something that in 1983 was something that that astounded Chicagoans. My goodness, the most segregated city in America elects an African-American mayor. And it said something about Chicago. It said something that maybe we were growing up. And then Rahm Emanuel gets elected the first time.
Yeah.
And he carries every black ward in the city.
Yeah.
And I say to myself, well, and actually I said it on the air, maybe we are past racial politics in Chicago.
Are we?
No. Well, thanks. We're not. Sadly, no.
But you know, Harold Washington was very, very special. I mean, I got to know him. I've gotten to know all of them very, very well.
Was it more astounding to you that Chicago elected a black mayor, or that the country elected a black president? Which is the more astounding story, do you think?
I think a black president.
Yeah.
I got to admit to you, that night in Grant Park,
yeah,
covering that, there were tears in my eyes because it was such a momentous occasion. It was such a huge step.
Yep.
And because I think that there was so much, there was so much hope in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Was it misplaced hope, do you think?
I think many, many people are disappointed.
Yeah.
In how it's turned out 7 years later.
Yeah.
But I think it was a milestone. And now, just like when John F. Kennedy was elected, it'll never be an issue to elect a Roman Catholic president.
Right.
Now, it'll never be an issue to elect an African-American president.
Got to go for the woman, and I don't know when that's going to happen. Might be soon?
Could be very soon.
Might not be.
Well, I think it's inevitable, don't you?
Looks like it.
We think so, but
I don't know, Trump.
He's gotten a lot further than any of
it's
us would have anticipated.
It's the media's fault.
It's the media's fault.
I guess off the record, but on the record.
Yeah.
I think Hillary ought to be financing his campaign.
Oh, yeah. Because if that's who she's running against, how can she not win? But
I don't know. You don't know.
There's a lot of variables that don't make sense in this election, this upcoming election.
Like every time Donald Trump does something crazy, the numbers in the polls go up. Then he says something nice about Barack Obama, and he even admits, numbers are going to go down now.
It's still way too early.
Right.
You got to wait until the primaries, because the minute a frontrunner loses a primary, then questions start to arise. There's the thought that, well, maybe he or she is not invincible anymore.
Right.
And wasn't Hillary the overwhelming front runner over Barack Obama?
Absolutely.
Until she lost the primary?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I wouldn't jump to any conclusion about who the nominee is going to be.
Jay, we know you're doing this for all the right reasons, but despite that, Wendy's going to miss you, I'm going to miss you, and a whole lot of people who have watched you and loved you over the years are going to miss you. So thank you for everything you've done, and thank you for being here today.